joined by Kevin Hagan. Kevin, appreciate you joining us here on this Thursday. Alabama basketball off to a nice start in the NCAA tournament. Your takeaways from their past two games, Kevin, no real drama so far.
Yeah, Patton. Well, first let me say on a basketball note, how excited I am that Rick Pitino has just been named as the 22nd head coach of the Johnnies. I think that this is great for college basketball because I think it's important for St. John's being there in Queens, New York, still a member of the Big East Conference. I think it's important for college basketball for St. John's to be relevant, and they could not have made a better hire. I'm not a big fan of Rick Pitino as a person, but the 70-year-old can flat-out coach. So I just wanted to get out there. Shout out to my friend Danny in New York City. This is great for college basketball. Look for the Johnnies to become very relevant very soon. And also, I want to basketball related for Alabama. Congratulations to Brian Hodgson being named the new head coach at Arkansas State. I know a lot of Alabama fans are wringing our hands because he is our ace recruiter. Joining Charlie Henry, another assistant who was named the coach at Georgia Southern. But you got to be happy for these guys. I mean, this is what it's all about, seeing them move on and becoming head coaches. And it's going to be a big blow to Bama recruiting, but I'm excited for Brian Hodgson. Yeah, Alabama winning their first two games at Legacy Arena last week over Texas A&M Corpus Christi and the Maryland Terrapins, the second time in 2 years, in 3 years, excuse me, that Alabama eliminated Maryland. It's funny you should say it was stress-free. The Texas A&M game, for the most part, on the scoreboard was stress-free. But there's a serious issue that we have to talk about that I didn't even mention last week because, quite honestly, I didn't think it was an issue. And that's Brandon Miller's groin. We know that he aggravated it in the championship game of the SEC tournament against the Texas A&M Floppers. I didn't think it was going to be that bad. Unfortunately, we learned very quickly in the Texas A&M Corpus Christi game that this is significant. And as you know, groin injuries, they're like hamstring injuries. They linger. This is an issue that Alabama will deal with as long as Alabama plays in the NCAA tournament. And it can go from bad to worse in a heartbeat. Brandon Miller did not practice early this week. They've been nursing him to try to get him ready to be as close to 100% as he can against San Diego State. But it kind of ruined the blowout win over Texas A&M CC because Brandon Miller didn't score any points in that game. You could tell he was not moving well. I held my breath going into the Maryland game. He bounced back, had 19 points. But the number one issue going into the San Diego State game, and I want to get to the Aztecs in a minute because I'm a little nervous about the Aztecs, is Brandon Miller's groin. That's a significant issue, Patton.
No doubt about it. You mentioned San Diego State. They'll be heading to the Yum Center, the Crimson Tide in San Diego State. Not far away from you, Kevin. Are you going to make it up to that game?
Yeah, the KFCM Young. Matter of fact, we're going to try to have a Houndstooth crew get together on Saturday there in Louisville. Not trying to jinx us by saying we're going to have a Saturday event after a Friday night game. KFC Yum Center, for those who haven't been there, it is the most beautiful arena in the state. It blows Rupp Arena away. It's a palatial palace. This is going to be what I call a tale of two cities, and I'm not talking about Charles Dickinson's book about the French Revolution. The contrasting styles of Alabama and San Diego State couldn't be greater. Alabama ranks, you know, fifth nationally in points per game. Alabama's the fifth fastest paced team in the country, while San Diego State is 263 in the nation in pace of play. They're big, they're physical, they're experienced, and big physical teams that beat you black and blue is something that Alabama has struggled with this year. As a matter of fact, on Tuesday of this week, I messaged Brian Passink, the former Alabama guard who's a color commentator with Chris Stewart on the Crimson Tide Sports Network, and I told Brian, I said, man, I'm kind of worried about this game. I'm worried about their physicality and the matchup here. It's just going to be which style of play do we play? Alabama ranks fourth nationally in three-point attempts, cranking up 29.6 a game, but Alabama's 172 in the nation in made field goals at 34%, but we're still averaging 10.1 a game. Alabama has proven, Patton, that we can win when we hit the three and when we don't hit the three. The reality is when we hit the three, we are darn near unbeatable. And I will make this statement. Anytime Alabama hits 10 or more 3 points, I don't care if we're playing the Philadelphia 76ers, we're probably going to win. Okay. It's not a must, but it's great when it happens. Alabama was 6 of 21 for their threes against Maryland, 1 of 7 the first half, came back and got a little bit hot. I know a lot of Alabama fans judge everything by the three. It makes life easier, but it's not everything. The key to this Alabama team is our defense. A key to watch though in the game, the Alabama bigs, because of the physicality of the Aztecs, it's going to be very, very important that Noah Gurley and Betty Ako and crew, they're going to have to stay out of foul trouble. We're going to need them to be on the floor to help mitigate that strong inside presence for the Aggie, the Aztecs. Alabama's a 7.5-point favorite the last time I looked. Always have flashbacks to 1987 when Alabama lost to Rick Pitino and his Providence Friars in Louisville at Freedom Hall in the Sweet 16. Kind of like to vanish those demons. I think Alabama moves on, Patton, but I think it's going to be a nail-biter, stressful game on Friday night against the Aztecs for the right to play either the Princeton Tigers or Creighton. Who would have thought that, Patton?
Absolutely. Moving over to football, Kevin, we'll talk about an off-the-field issue here in a second. Spring practice, of course, underway. Any stories coming out on the field? I know the quarterback battle is something always talked about. Anything going on right now for the Crimson Tide?
Do we still play football, Patton? Are you sure? We're just a basketball, right?
Maybe,
basketball.
I don't know.
Yeah, we're just a basketball. But yeah, Alabama Monday started their first of spring football practices on Friday today. This will air. Will be the first of their contact practices. Coach Saban announcing a few players are dinged up in the spring. Justin Aboy, Jamarian Latham, they're going to be dinged up. They're going to not participate a whole lot in spring. Same thing for Roydell Williams and Robbie Utes on the offensive side of the ball. Mike linebacker Devontae Lawson and Sam linebacker Dallas Turner, because they're recovering from surgery, they will completely miss spring practice. So it's going to give some other guys at that position a chance to get some experience. The other news, we were kind of curious who was going to coach the safeties, because our previous coach, Charles Kelly, went off to be the defensive coordinator at Colorado. Coach Saban tried really hard to bring former Alabama player Wes Neighbors in to coach the safeties. He's the safety coach at Ole Miss right now. Unfortunately, he has an ironclad contract at Ole Miss. We couldn't get him out of it. And it's really hard to be mad at Ole Miss because they did take Pete Golding off our hands. But so what we learned is Travaris Robinson is going to coach the entire secondary. He's going to coach the defensive backs. He's going to coach the safeties. Now, Coach Saban calls himself the secondary GA coach, and he'll be involved. So you ask, okay, Kevin, so what is Kevin Steele, the defensive coordinator, coaching? Well, believe it or not, have you ever heard of this, Patton? He doesn't have a specific position group. He's officially going to be, quote, unquote, a walk-around coach. So I guess he's going to walk around practice and be involved where he needs to. Personally, Kevin Steele, I would really appreciate it if you'd wander over and stick your head in with the defensive line and help Coach Cockroach coach that defensive line, because I think he does a horrible job with that. So I'm hoping that's where Kevin Steele spends the majority of his practice, with the defensive line.
And, of course, off the field, Tony Mitchell, highly coveted freshman, getting arrested. What have you heard out of that, Kevin? Of course, Nick Saban had his quote that kind of went viral here recently. I'll let you go where you want with this situation.
Yeah, I've heard, you know, that it was the other person's pot and everything, and he was just the driver, of course. I read one thing where he's going like 140 miles, which is never a smart thing. That's one of those things where, you know, he's been suspended from the team. We'll just let it play out. The facts will be what they are. And when if he does get the opportunity to come back, he'll get an opportunity to be in a much better cardiovascular state, as he'll have extra running to do. But this is one that, you know, whenever these things happen, people jump on things. Let's just let the facts play it out, and whatever happens with the young man happens with the young man. I do want to make this very, very clear. National media people that are trying to make a big deal and equate Coach Saban saying about wrong place, wrong time, that has absolutely nothing to do with the shot at Brandon Miller in the basketball situation. If you didn't see it yesterday, Coach Saban went, watched the basketball practice yesterday morning before Alabama flew to Louisville for the Sweet 16. I've said it on this show many, 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 many times. Coach Saban and Nate Oates bonded the moment Nate Oates showed up from Buffalo. They are incredibly close friends. On a personal level, that was not a shot at Nate Oates and the Alabama basketball team. So any of you idiots that are trying to make it an issue between these two, it's just a really pathetic attempt on your part to create a situation that does not exist.
Finally, Alabama baseball. I thought they had a nice showing against Florida, arguably the best team in the country right now. What were your takeaways from that series as they look ahead to Kentucky this weekend?
They did, Patton. You know, I talked last week about the goal for me on the road is win 1-2. Alabama actually had the lead going into the bottom of the ninth in game two, and the Gators came back and scored two. Alabama was able to salvage game three to get out of Gainesville with a 1-2 record, which, you know, I mean, pie in the sky, you want to have sweeps. Hey, how about the fact, Patton, there were five sweeps in SEC play last week in week one. That's almost unheard of. Alabama coming home to the Joe, number 25 Alabama hosting number 22 Kentucky. Alabama's won the last eight series in Tuscaloosa against the Kentucky baseball team. Kentucky last week here in Lexington swept Mississippi State. Patton, what in the world has happened to Mississippi State baseball? A juggernaut in baseball, 2021 national champions. Last year they went, 9-21 in the conference? Didn't even make the NCAA tournament. They come up here last week and get swept in Lexington, and now they head back to Dudley Noble Field. And who shows up on your door? The Vanderbilt Commodores. Well, you know, when you start 0-3 in the SEC, you've got to be successful. You can't lose five or six of your first games in the SEC. And I can't think of a worse person to roll in when you're 0-3 than the Nashville Navy. So, wow, those five teams that started 0-3 in the SEC, they're in must-win situations this weekend. But none in a tougher rock between the hard place than the Mississippi State Bulldogs.
Kevin, we appreciate you doing this as always. Hope your Saturday event is filled with great joy.
Always an honor. Safe travels to all my Bama brethren heading up to Louisville for the game. Have a great weekend, everybody. And as always, Roll Tide.